Day 118, or April 28th. Scorn and mocking are not that shocking. Our thoughts today are from 2 Chronicles 30:10-11. The couriers went from town to town in Ephraim and Manasseh, as far as Zebulun, but people scorned and ridiculed them. Nevertheless, some from Asher, Manasseh, and Zebulun humbled themselves and went to Jerusalem. The big picture surrounding these verses. Depending on the king ruling at the time, the temple is sometimes well used and at other times ignored and sometimes even deserted. Under Hezekiah, it has a spring clean and worship is reintroduced once again. There is a great Passover feast organized too, and the whole of Israel, north and south, is invited. The response is mixed, but the event is very significant in the life of Judah, and it takes place just before the Assyrians make real efforts to invade and conquer them. And now today's action step. Some of my most fulfilling efforts have been door-knocking, inviting folk to special services, and trying to create conversations about spiritual things. People are so funny with their responses. One man told me, "Sorry, I'm Jewish," to which I replied, "So was Jesus." He laughed and said his response usually got rid of folk like me, and then proceeded to talk for about 20 minutes. We parted on great terms, and I will never know what happened after that, as I never revisited that particular street. When couriers travelled north in the days of King Hezekiah, inviting Jews to a special Passover, they got a very mixed response, including ridicule and mocking. However, some responded positively and came to Jerusalem as requested. You never know how people will respond when you make a point about spiritual things. One thing's for certain, when you do, it will probably be the first time and maybe the only time that they will think of spiritual things. Don't be afraid of the response. It's your job to witness, and it's their business how they respond. God will make the most of it.